house. My name's Stacy and I'm an addict. Hello, Ocean City. Hey. Thanks for inviting me back. I was here a couple years ago. And I love this convention. It's big. A lot of people, it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of love. You can't walk through a door without getting a hug. Like, for real. And that's what we're about, right? I love Narcotics Anonymous. Love Narcotics Anonymous. And when I got here, you know, the first thing you do is you register, right? And on the registration badge, it doesn't ask you, like, your clean date. It asks you how many days you have clean. I don't really, like, know off the top of my head how many days I have clean. I know that I have, like, 13 and a half years or something like that. So, and some change, right? So I went and put it into, like, my little app. Like, how many days do I have? I have 4,998 days clean. And today I have 4,998 days clean, but I will tell you that Sunday is going to be pretty epic for me. You know, so I didn't even like realize that until, you know, I put that in and realizing that it's like a just for today, one day at a time, like program, you know. And like Shane said, my friends and I drove about 250 miles to get here. I live 8 minutes away from the George Washington Bridge, so I'm at like the tip north of New Jersey. I grew up in Bergen County. I'm not a member of a specific area because I'm a member of Narcotics Anonymous. My home group is in Passaic County, however, which is next door. We meet on Monday nights. It's the Crossroads to Recovery group. We meet Monday nights at 7:30. We're a basic text, step, and tradition meeting. If you're ever in the area, please come by. You get a hug at the door. We'd love to have you. We have a lot of fun. You know, and we rock and roll. We get busy and we know how to recover. So there's the plug for my home group. And but I serve Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I love Narcotics Anonymous. And the topic is diversity is our strength. And usually, like, when I get asked to share anywhere, like they always ask me to do the traditions. I'm the tradition girl in my area. When you want to know about the traditions, I'm one of the people you call. And I could turn any topic into a tradition. I mean, diversity is our strength. Tradition one, unity versus uniformity. I could go there. You never know. It might. But I'm kind of thinking more along the lines of, like, when I got here. You know, like, listen, my story is my story. I don't really dwell excessively on my war stories. We all know what it was like to get high. I lived to use. I used to live. And then, like, my desperation got me into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And that's my story, you know. My story, however, is not comparable. Like, I almost compared myself out of the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, because when I first got here, I started going to meetings in a specific area, and a lot of the people who went to these meetings were, like, the older guys and older women, and I was 28 when I got here, and they all talked about, like, shooting heroin and going to prison and being homeless and being jobless and being penniless and going into rehabs and institutions, and that wasn't my story. I grew up in Bergen County, New Jersey. It's the second richest country to live, it's the second richest county to live in the United States. I came from a good home. My parents were married till death do they part. I suffered from spoiled brat syndrome, OCD, only child disorder. I never went without anything. I was daddy's little princess. I was the youngest grandchild. I was the youngest niece. I got everything I ever wanted, and no, was not a part of my vocabulary. That's my story. But it wasn't the majority of people's stories when I got here. So when I was a newcomer and people were talking about specific drug use, I almost didn't come back to Narcotics Anonymous. I remember going to this meeting, and back in those days, back in 2002, you could smoke in meetings in New Jersey. And I picked up my ashtray and I just dumped it down and I threw it, and this woman came up to me. I'll never forget this. This woman came up to me and she's like, "Hi, I don't know you. Are you new?" And I'm like, "Don't worry about it, hon. You'll never see me here again." And she's like, she pulled me aside. She said, "Why?" And I said to her, I didn't shoot heroin. Like, I don't belong here. I wasn't homeless. I wasn't less of anything. I didn't go to prison. What are you talking about? I don't belong here. And she pulled me aside. And she said, baby girl, do you want to stop using whatever it is you're using? And at that point, I was like, I don't know. Like, you're new. Like, you don't know what you want to do. You just, you know, what led me to Narcotics Anonymous was the fact that I got arrested selling drugs, thinking I was cute, you know, from the suburbs. Nobody's going to suspect me, and I'll be my best customer, you know, that whole story. And I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll just go to, like, some sort of a drug program so, like, I don't have to go to prison for, you know, a couple of years. That was my mentality. Like, I'll get a paper signed, and when I go to court in 6 months, they'll see I'm doing okay and whatever. So I wasn't sure if I wanted to be here. And then she said to me, she's like, baby girl, do you want to stop feeling the way you're feeling? And I was like, well, kind of, yeah. And she's like, my name's Allison. Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. And there's a meeting here tonight, and I better see you here tonight. And I went to a meeting there that night, and she was there. And so were a lot of other people. And I put my hand up that night with, like, 2 weeks clean, and I shared. And I shared exactly how I was feeling, like, I don't belong here. And, like, so many people came up to me after the meeting, and they pointed out in the readings, like, listen, it doesn't matter what or how much you used or who your connections were. It doesn't matter where you got high. It doesn't matter what you used. And, you know, none of that stuff matters. And then another member pulled me aside, and they pointed out the third tradition to me and says the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. It doesn't say what you were using. This isn't Heroin Anonymous. This isn't Homeless Person Anonymous. This isn't Prison Anonymous. This is Narcotics Anonymous. And whatever your substance is, whether it was alcohol, whether it was heroin, whether it was marijuana, whether it was crack, whether it was huffing, whatever it was, like, you know what? Like, if you feel you have a problem with drugs, you're in the right place. If you don't feel you have a problem with drugs, check it out. You're in a better place. So please keep coming. And I did. And I kept coming. And I went to meetings because, like, I didn't have anything else to do. Nobody wants to hang out with a person who just got arrested for selling drugs, right? So I had no playmates and playgrounds and playthings. I immediately got all new ones, not by choice, but because I didn't have anything else to do. But I brought the body, and the mind followed. And you guys planted a seed, and I kept coming. And eventually, like, I went to court. January 17, 2003, in Morris County, New Jersey, I was pronounced a convicted felon in the state of New Jersey for selling drugs. Very difficult to get a job. Very difficult, you know, couldn't vote on probation. You lose certain rights when you're a convicted felon. And I just kept coming to meetings. I got a coffee commitment when I had 18 days clean. I made the best coffee. Yeah. I made the best coffee. Like, bringing the good coffee and the good pastries, not those $1.99 cookies you see on sale on the shelves that are about to expire tomorrow. No, like, I brought the good stuff. Like, I took pride in everything that I did. Like, I took pride in what I did when I was using. Like, I wanted to be the best, you know, out there. I just took pride in it, you know. And I held on to that coffee commitment for, like, 9 months, and I didn't want to give it up. I just loved it, you know, because they always said the coffee maker doesn't get high. And they're like, no, you have to give the coffee commitment up. I'm like, but I don't really want to. And they're like, no, but you have to. It's time for her to take it, this girl who had like 7 days. But you can do other commitments, and you can do other service. And I was like, okay. So, and I just kept doing service. And like, listen, I have to say, and before I forget to say it, like 13 and a half plus years later, 4,998 days later, I have yet to be commitmentless in Narcotics Anonymous. And I love that the theme of this convention is one of my favorite lines in the Living Clean book, like, service is a posture in the heart. It's not a service position. It's not physical. It's a feeling. It's a feeling that I get, because when I was a younger child and an only child, like, I was a taker. I was a taker. What could you give me? And Narcotics Anonymous completely changed my perspective on that. Yeah, what can you give me, but what can I give you to give it to me? It's such a weird thing, like, we can only keep what we have by giving it back, and I never got it, but, like, now I do, you know. And diversity, unity, and, like, in the first tradition, here we go, tradition, it talks about how, like, unity is not uniformity, you know. Like, when I think uniformity, I think about, like, okay, anybody here watch Star Wars? Yeah. Okay, so you know the army of the white guys, like the droid army, and how they all walk in sync and they all look the same, or even like the military, right? How they all, their rifles are all in sync and they all move the same and they act the same and they do everything the same, but like, that's not what unity is. Unity is the fact that we come from different backgrounds and different walks of life and have different stories, but our feelings are all the same. It was that desperation. It was that, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm done getting high, that led us to Narcotics Anonymous to, like, find this new way of life. And in the fifth tradition, it says an addict, any addict. And, like, listen, for a really long time, because I almost compared myself, because of the drugs that I didn't use, it really took me a long time to discover that I was any addict. Could stop using drugs. I stopped using drugs on August 9, 2002. I lost the desire to use. Eventually, like, I kept coming, and that obsession to get high was lifted. And the reason that I still keep coming is, like, I continue to find a new way to live. 13.5 years later, like, I'm not one of these girls who makes one meeting a week or goes to a meeting once a year when I celebrate. That's not who I am. I am a visible, attentive, like, I make more than one meeting a week. I have a home group. I serve at other meetings. I make 3 to 4 meetings a week. I'm a very passionate, dedicated, outspoken, enthusiastic member of Narcotics Anonymous. They just nominated me to be the area chairperson. I'm now the area chairperson. And it was really funny because I remember, like, because your story changes as you keep coming. Like, your story, the things about your story change, right? And, I remember, like, all the time I would share, like, I always, when I had, like, less than 30 days clean, I went to my first area service meeting, and I thought it was awesome, the controversy, the chair throwing, you violated this tradition, and you didn't do that right, and I was, like, intrigued by it, right? It's like, whatever keeps you coming, you know? And I was, like, I loved it, and I'm like, I want to be that person, like, the person who sits up there and, like, you know, tells people like this and runs the meeting, like, I want to be that person. And for a long time, I was like, you know, and I still have yet to be that person. But as of this past Sunday, like, I'm now that person. So, and it's going to be a very challenging commitment for me, because after being in Narcotics Anonymous for a little while, and doing the type of service that I do and being as involved as I am, you eventually get something what's called an opinion. And I have a lot of opinions. Or I like to say, but my experience with it is this. This is my experience. And being the area, we do consensus-based decision-making, so we call it the area facilitator, not the chair, but I figured I'd say chair so you'd all know what I was talking about. So being the area facilitator, like, I have to sit back and, like, keep my opinion to myself. And, like, every service commitment that I've ever had has given me such a wonderful opportunity for growth. I just finished up a term 2.5 years being the public relations chairperson. And being in public relations, how people perceive you, is everything. You want to talk about working a 6th and 7th step? Like, yeah, like, how people perceive you in the public, in meetings, on social media, like, how people perceive you is so important, because you're in a position where you have to interact with the public and you have to interact with meetings. And that commitment has really given me a lot of wonderful opportunity for some personal growth, and I'm sure this position will as well, you know. And when I got clean, I don't know about any of you, but, like, I put down the drugs and I picked up other things. I picked up gambling. I picked up food. I picked up shopping. I picked up sex. Like, I picked up other things. Like, I tried to fit, like, a square peg in a round hole. Like, you know, I really tried to do that. I tried to fill that void with, like, other things that brought me outside of myself to give me, like, that validation, when in all reality I should have been looking for the internal work. And I racked up a lot of credit card debt. I wound myself up in $40,000 of credit card debt. I wound up being that girl in a meeting where he was sitting there, another he was sitting there, another he was sitting there, and I was the secretary of the meeting, feeling so uncomfortable, like, wanting to crawl out of my skin. I wound up being that girl who almost got kicked out of the Borgata for starting a fist fight because somebody, somebody called my poker hand with something so stupid, and I had the better starting hands. Like, it wasn't even the money that was the problem, it was the behaviors. It was the defects of character that were coming out in me, something so fierce. So, like, I need to, you know, put that out there to let you know that, like, listen, like, my story is my story, and I'm an addict in every sense of the word. And it took me going through a lot of bumps along the road and a lot of struggles and a lot of all that kind of stuff to, you know, get where I'm at today. I told you I was arrested on January 17, 2003. Paid a lawyer a lot of money to keep me out of prison, so I served a term of 1 year's probation. January 17, 2004, I had a reservation that I was checking out of Narcotics Anonymous, and I was going back to doing what I was doing the day I was convicted. I'm like, I'm going to be done after this, and then I'll just keep doing what I was doing. However, January 17, 2004, I was in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, raising my hand, letting you guys know I was here for the long haul, because you planted the seed. And in the state of New Jersey, I think it's changed now, but back then it was mandatory that you need to remain a convicted felon for 10 years from the day that you complete your sentence. So on January 17, 2014, my paperwork for the expungement of my criminal record was in the mail on its way to the Morris County Courthouse. Long story short, my criminal record has been expunged, and I stand here before you today, a free woman. And I didn't hire a lawyer to do it. I did all the paperwork myself. It was long paperwork, but like, I learned how to answer questions in a specific order through getting a step working guide and answering those questions, especially those 69 questions in the first step, like one after the other. And I followed step-by-step instruction. And where did I learn how to follow instruction? Through sponsorship, through a second step, through you guys giving me your suggestions and your experience, strength, and hope, you know. And May 17, 2009 was the very last day that I turned my car away from the bright lights of Atlantic City, and I never looked back. Listen, we get clean dates in other areas of our lives because we learn how to get a clean date from using drugs. So I learned how to apply step work to other areas of my life. This one is the most recent. I told you I racked up $40,000 in credit card debt by the time I had 5 years clean. Today I stand here not owing a single red cent to one credit card company. And no, I did not file bankruptcy. I paid that shit. All of it. And it's been like, I paid my credit card debt at the end of, I think it was like the end of February or end of March or something like that. But I paid all my credit card debt. And it, you know, like sometimes, like my defects of character really want to come at me and be like, you want to go to the mall? You don't have any credit card debt. You can just go put $50 on the card. Then it'll lead to, you can go put another $50 on the card. Then it'll lead to, oh, it's all right, you can pay that off. You're making some money. You can go pay. You can go do that. And then the vicious cycle will happen over and over again. Like, I came down here with friends of mine, right? And they're like, just get the room, right? And I got the room, and I put the room on my card. And can I tell you the anxiety that I felt for 2 weeks while I had this room on my card? And the second that I had the money, once I got the money back, like this morning, I paid that balance. It's like a healthy fear that I have now, you know? And like, I don't ever want to go back. It's like using. I have a healthy fear of what it's like to go back out there. I see people come back in from a relapse. I see people gather all this stuff that they've gotten back. They got their families back. They have the house. They have the job. And then they make the decision to stop going to meetings, to stop calling their sponsor, to stop working steps, to stop doing service. And then all of a sudden it starts a vicious cycle and to bring them back to, they pick up. I gathered enough evidence, not just in my second step, but by watching people, you know, watching people not work the Narcotics Anonymous program. Diversity. We all come from different walks of life. Listen, I mean, I'm a white girl from the suburbs. I'm Jewish. I'm like, this is my story. Like, everybody has their differences, but we all have our similarities. We all have the same similarity. We all have that common purpose of why we come here, you know, and that's what makes us who we are. If we all were the same person, if we all had the same story, like, it would be really boring to come to Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I like hearing the diversity, and I like hearing different people's stories, and I like hearing, you know, all of the things that brought you here, because it keeps it interesting for me, you know. And We all come, like, listen, just because, and this is another thing that I like to say, like, just because I have 4,998 days clean does not make me different from the person who has one day.
Right.
It doesn't make me different. Like, I've just been doing this a little bit longer. And one day, eventually, you know, we'll all, you'll get to where I'm at in my life. And listen, my life is really good. I have everything I need, most of what I want, and way more than I deserve.
Right.
I mean, I really do. Like, I have a great job because they hired me as a convicted felon. I need to put that out there also. Like, my job hired me as a convicted felon. They knew what my background was. I was honest on my application. There are people out there who will give addicts a second chance. And I'm so grateful for that. And, like, I've been at that job for 5.5 years now. And I love my boss and I love my team. And we work well together. And the reason why I work well with others is because I've learned how to apply what I've learned in here and bring it on the road. Like, I've learned how to work and play well with others through practicing a program of Narcotics Anonymous, you know, and I love coming to, I love being here. I love, I just love the feeling that I get when I come to a convention, you know, the diversity being our strength. And listen, like, I may have said something that somebody in this room may be struggling with right now. You know, somebody may be a convicted felon and may not see that there's a way out. Somebody here may be so in debt that they may not see a way or the end to the means, you know? But I'm here to let you know that if you do the work and you put the footwork in, if you want something bad enough, you'll get it. Just put the footwork in. And that's my story. Like, I was talking about this with my friend today, and I was just telling her, listen, like, when I want something bad enough, I will do whatever I have to do to get it. And maybe that's a result of me being an only child and getting what I wanted back in the day, but this time I've learned that if I want something bad enough, I'm going to go out and get it. I'm not going to wait for somebody to hand it to me. This isn't a program of people who want it. This isn't a program of people who need it. This is a program for people who do it. And I do it. I still show up. I still do this. I do it the exact same way I was taught when I first got here. You know, I'll share this and I'll close because I was given the 5-minute sign. But in my area, we have a meeting list, right? It's a statewide meeting list. And on the back of the meeting list, for a really long time, we had 8 suggestions. It was avoid people, places, and things you use with or at. Come early, stay late. Don't use and go to meetings. Get and use a sponsor. Make 90 meetings in 90 days. Get a home group. Use the phone. You know, we had all those suggestions. And over the last 6 months, we've added, through a statewide group conscience, and we have 2 regions in the state of New Jersey, through a statewide group conscience, we added a 9th suggestion to the back of that meeting list. And that suggestion is get involved in service. Where did that suggestion come from? It came from my home group. My home group was the one that brought that suggestion to Passaic County area, and we brought it, and then they brought it to Northern New Jersey region where it passed, and then it was brought to New Jersey region where it passed, and the last 6 months that suggestion has been on the back of the meeting list. The theme of the convention is service is a posture in the heart. Listen, sponsorship is the heart of the program, and service work has always been the backbone of my recovery. I love serving Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, if I didn't have a service commitment in Narcotics Anonymous, I would be lost. I don't know what I would do. It keeps me connected, and it keeps me coming on the days where I don't necessarily may want to come. You know, because, listen, they talk about, like, that still sick and suffering addict. The still sick and suffering addict could be the girl standing right here with 13.5 years clean. You know, just because things are great right now doesn't mean that tomorrow things may not be. You know, like, we don't know what life is going to throw at us. We don't know, like, what we're going to, you know, what things are going to happen, you know. But, like, because I built a solid foundation in Narcotics Anonymous, like, I know that, like, no matter what happens in my life, like, everything is going to be okay. And, like, I don't have to get high behind it. So I want to thank you guys for 2 things. I want to thank you for giving me a moment of your time, because it is a priceless gift that you will never get back. And the second thing I want to thank you is for your undivided attention, because it actually means that you were interested in listening to what I had to say. And hopefully I helped somebody. If not, it's going to be up next. And thank you for inviting me, and thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, thank you.